This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, October 2. Redeemed from slavery. Our reading comes from Micah 6 and John 8. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead my case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, you mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. And John chapter 8, verse 34. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. The Exodus from Egypt was a pivotal event in Israel's history. The prophets and psalmists refer to it often. For the people of Israel, it brought an end to over 400 years of slavery. It's surprising, then, that the Pharisees said to Jesus, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" John 8:33. They prided themselves on their ancestry, and to them, slavery was just something in their people's distant past. In Jesus' teaching, Israel's slavery in Egypt was a symbol of slavery to sin, a problem for every person in all times. Even the Israelites in Micah's day felt that God somehow cramped their style. The Lord asked them, "My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery." Many people today, when offered the gift of freedom from sin and release from death to life, prefer the freedom to engage in any kind of behavior they desire. Even while dragging chains of sin, some think they can save the world. But as Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Unless we believe in him, we will die in our sins." Only in Christ can we be set free from slavery to sin and death. How about you? Are you a slave to your sins and addictions? Or have you been set free through faith in Jesus Christ? Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for freeing us in Christ, giving us salvation from all that enslaves us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.